Okay, good evening, everyone. Continuing now the halachos of Daber Davar and what's related to that. There's a halacha that one is not allowed to cause tsar to himself, to themselves, or to anyone else in Shabbos. So in Shabbos, you're not supposed to tell somebody any news that is that causes that would cause them tsar, that would cause them pain, anguish, sadness, etc. Now, in general, I do want to point out that in general, there is a an inyan to be careful even during the week, not to be the bearer of evil tidings, of bad news. You know, it's like a tendency in people to want to be the one when you hear chas v'shalom something bad, even you hear about a tragedy or something. There's this human tendency to want to be the one to tell to somebody else. Not that you want to, you know, we're not happy about it, or we don't want to make somebody else feel bad, but the idea that it's something which is exciting, even though it's exciting in a horrible way. But it's something that you know, you're the one that has that you know, has that information that makes somebody else go or whatever, you know, extreme reaction. So there's this human tendency for it. But the Chazal tell us motzi diba kisil, motzi diba kisil, one who's motzi diba, one who articulates and says b'diba. Now, diba here doesn't mean just, we're not just talking about diba like lashon hara, talking about this, something which is bad, unfortunate, something tragic. Is a ksil, is a fool. And the Gemara says that the Gemara tells an incident where Rav met up with Rav Chia. These are two of the greatest Amoraim in the Gemara, and they were nephew and uncle. In fact, the Gemara says Rav Chia was Rav's uncle from both sides. That is to say that Rav's parents, Rav's father and mother, were both siblings of Rav Chia. Rav's father was a half-brother from one side, and Rav's mother was a half-sister from the other side. So they weren't related to each other, obviously, before they got married. Rav's parents, they weren't siblings in any way, but they shared a common half-sibling, Rav Chia. So in any case, Rav met with Rav Chia at a point where, at the point that Rav's parents were no longer living. And Rav Chia didn't know, you know, with news didn't travel in those days the way it does now. So Rav Chia met Rav, and he wanted to inquire about the well-being of his siblings, of his brother and his sister, how meaning Rav's parents. So he asked Rav, how is your father? So instead of Rav saying, I'm sorry to say that he's gone, Rav said, well, maybe you should ask me instead about my mother. So Rav Chia understood that Rav's father was gone. So he said, how is your mother? So Rav said, well, maybe it'd be better if you just asked me about my father. And he got the message, got the point that neither Rav's father nor Rav's mother were living anymore. And, you know, Rav Chia reacted the way he had to react. But Rav didn't say. He wouldn't even, you know, he got the point across in a very roundabout way to Rav Chia. And that's really what's supposed to be done, if at all. In general, if you hear that some, you know, Rechmanis and somebody's nifter, or you hear other bad news, if there's no toelis, no direct toelis in telling someone, you shouldn't tell them. If it's somebody, you know, if they need to know so that they could be Menachem Avil to the relative, or in general, they need to know how to, because they interact with their relatives, so they need to know. Okay, so you tell them, you get them, like you get the message across. But otherwise, there's really no point in it, and it's an inyan not to. It's an African inyan not to. Okay, but in any case, on Shabbos, there's an isser even on Shabbos to tell somebody about tragic news is usser, whether tragic news about somebody they know, or about, let's say, what's going on in Eretz Yisrael. If there was, you know, a tragedy in Eretz Yisrael, to tell someone on Shabbos, unless there's some sort of direct toelis, you know, to say Tehillim or what happened this past year on Simchas Torah, or something like that. But otherwise, it's us to tell. You're not allowed to tell, and that's part of we learned about reading material. You're not allowed to read things on Shabbos that cause tzar. One of the restrictions of reading newspapers, or one of the things involved, is certainly not to read about information or details that cause tzar. Let's say even if you know you heard about a certain tragic event, but to read about it on Shabbos and see more detail and more of the and learn more of the extent of the tragedy and how much how many people are affected by it and is also to do on Shabbos. Okay, so that's part of that's here on the Dabra Dabra. In general, it says that a person, one is allowed to. It says, say like sort of like dvarim batela, meaning, stories, things, news that he heard, which is not sad news, but just news that will that he gets a geschmack. Person gets a geschmack out of talking about it, so he's allowed to. That's what the Rama says, he's allowed to speak about it. If he gets oneg out of, discussing these things, but it's broad. It's not a mitzvah, and it's the Mishnah Berurah says lav mishnas chasidim hi. It is not a it's not something that's a real a person who's really careful about his what he does and what he says should be engaged in. And then the Mishnah Berurah brings down a minhag that some people had only to speak in Lashon HaKodesh on Shabbos, even though, and he says, it's not because if you speak in Lashon HaKodesh, we call in the vernacular Hebrew, not because if you say something in Hebrew, then you have more of a justification. You're allowed, there's more that you can talk about as long as you say it in Hebrew. So you could say things which you couldn't say otherwise. That's not true. If it's us to say it, it's us to say it in any language, including Lashon HaKodesh. But Adrabba, by speaking Lashon HaKodesh, it served as a sort of a guard, a shmira, not to speak about the things that you shouldn't speak about, because they're not accustomed to speaking Lashon HaKodesh all the time. And speaking Lashon HaKodesh would automatically, limiting themselves to Lashon HaKodesh, would automatically limit what they spoke about, and make sure that they didn't speak of things not supposed to. So, and we know that there's also, there are those that have a minhag of keeping a tainus dibur altogether in Shabbos. I mean, Rav Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg was famous for that he wouldn't speak at all on Shabbos, except for Divrei Torah and davening. But otherwise, even, permissible things, He did not speak on Shabbos. He was famous for that. He had tainus dibur throughout Shabbos. And it's the idea is that the less one speaks about things other than Divrei Kedusha Mamish, the better it is. That's a form of sanctifying Shabbos. It's a form of honoring Shabbos and sanctifying Shabbos by avoiding all sorts of speech that's not necessary on Shabbos. And that's that it's good to limit as much as possible even during the week, but certainly on Shabbos. So if a person limits themselves, entirely to the Divrei Torah, it's Kodesh Yamalo, it's Mamash Ma'aseh Kedusha. It's okay. It's not for the average. It's not the madrega of the average person, but it's certainly something very special. Now, I think from all of what we've said over the past couple of days, I would say it should be obvious. Maybe it's not obvious. Maybe it should be spoken out that it doesn't help to speak about something which you're not allowed to speak about by introducing it with the words Nishtav Shabbos Gere. Meaning it's not okay for a person to discuss malacha that he's going to do the next day, or to discuss, say hiring a person for a job, which we mentioned you can't do on Shabbos, or to discuss any of the things that you can't discuss on Shabbos. It's not okay. It doesn't make it better to say Nishtav Shabbos Gered, but, meaning this is something we don't speak about on Shabbos, but It's just like you can't do a malach on Shabbos. You can't say nishtav Shabbos ketan. But you know, this is something you can't do on Shabbos. But here I go and do whatever, turn on the light or something. Nobody would dream of doing something like that. And so it's the same thing by talking. If you're not allowed to speak about it, so it doesn't help to say, something we shouldn't speak about on Shabbos, but, so there's no but. If you're not supposed to speak about Shabbos, then you can't speak about Shabbos. So my wife asked, what if you you talk about money, but refer to it instead of using the same dollars, you say bananas or something of that sort. Well, again, that doesn't help if you're talking about something you're not allowed to, meaning, yesterday we said you're not allowed to discuss prices on something or inquire prices on something where it's no gay or you. If it's not no gay or you, just out of curiosity, ask person, wow, how much did it cost you for that beautiful outfit or that new car you just bought or the work you did in your house? If I have no havamina of doing any such things, I'm allowed to ask you. So then even allowed to say whatever it is, $500 or $10,000, you're allowed to say that. Is there a mila to use the word bananas instead of dollars or something? Maybe there's a mila. Maybe it's also a gather by, a gather to make sure you don't say something you're not allowed to say. But if it's something you can't answer or you can't discuss, I can't ask you if I see that you did some work in your house and I'm looking to do similar work. So I ask. Oh, by the way, how much did it cost? Oh, I heard you used the Plony. You did a beautiful job. I see. What did it cost you? So. And I'd like to know because I want to look into hiring Plony. So you can't answer me. It cost me 10,000 bananas. No, they can't do that. Some people do that also when they're playing games on Shabbos, games which are okay to play, but they're money games. So there's taka brotash tikkul inyan to not to refer to it as money. It's fake. It's fake money. It's not real money. But not instead of referring to money, refer by some of the word there. Such a thing is brought. But not where it's something you're not allowed to do. I just want to mention the last thing I want to mention for right now is that there's a mitzvah when you meet someone on Shabbos, and it's instead of saying good morning, how are you? You say good Shabbos, as we're all accustomed to doing. You meet a person on Shabbos, you say good Shabbos or Shabbat Shalom, whatever it is. But the idea that's giving cover to Shabbos. You say Shabbos is special. Shabbos is a special day. It's not good morning or have a good day. Let's have a good Shabbos. Because it's not just a day. It's a yom bein hayomim. It's a day amongst days. It's a special day. It's a unique day. It's a sacred day. So there's a mitzvah, and Taki should have in mind. It's good mitzvah shichas kavanu. If you can, before you say it's good Shabbos, have in mind. Think to yourself, zach zem Shabbos kancho. I have in mind to be mechabit Shabbos, and then say good Shabbos or have a good Shabbos or if you can do that quickly, but you get used to it. But in any case, by saying that, at least you should be aware that by saying it, you'd be mekayem a mitzvah of honoring Shabbos. And on that, maybe we'll end with this now. And maybe tomorrow's another thing within that same thought. We'll pick up with another point on that, Bezat Hashem. Okay, in the meantime, be well, have a good night, and all the best. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you.